This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
That track was from Magic Bones. It's their new single, Round the Block. We thank you so much to Mike and Kerry for coming in for that. And hey, we've got more Generation Next coming up right after this.
Hey, this is Joel Creasy. You're listening to the twinkiest show on Joy, Generation Next.
Why, thank you for that, Joel Creasy. You are on your favourite radio show, Generation Next. This is the home for news and views critical to GLBTIQ youth. In the studio tonight is myself, Dylan, and Stefan.
Yeah.
And joining us is Bridget, our Melbourne gal, was out in the streets yesterday for March in March. And welcome to the show, Bridget.
Thank you. It's an honour to be here.
Oh, well, it's an honour having such a delightful voice like yours. I think I'm questioning my identity right now. Look, since September,
that was my plan. So
subtle.
Yeah,
For anyone who isn't aware of what the March in March protest was about, since September 2013, many Australians have been looking at our government with an increasing disapproval. I think many people are tired of slapping themselves on the forehead, This disapproval ranges from everything from the rights of GLBTI communities, animal welfare, to our environment, and that's just a brief.
Don't forget refugees.
Yes, that's exactly right. And that's a nice segue there, Stefan. Bridget, I have a question, because it looks like the day was centred around the current government. However, one issue still remaining from the Gillard government is the matter of offshore detention.
Yeah, absolutely.
What was the vibe on the ground like when it came to the treatment and handling of asylum seekers?
I think it was probably the issue that really brought everybody together. I think, you know, like you so eloquently said, there were so many different issues that really people are really passionate about. But I think the way we treat people who need our help and are asking for our help legally, 100% legally, and under an act that we signed many years ago that we would help them, I think the injustice of it just really got people's heart rates up, and it made you realise how important it is to keep doing these sort of things. So,
Victoria has introduced new measures to prevent people from protesting and has given the police the ability to determine if there is a reasonable fear of violence, which means they can act on assumption or thought, and then they can carry out the move on laws, which include a $720 fine. Did that have an effect on the crowd in any way?
I think not particularly. I mean, because most of it that I saw was obviously non-violent and peaceful. I mean, there's always, you know, there's always a few in a bunch that are going to take the opportunity to do graffiti or ruin something, which, you know, you hope that that's not the message that gets taken away from so many people coming together in such a peaceful way. But I do know that I believe the group may have split towards the end. And I think some of the people who are a bit more rowdy found that as an issue that they were pushing a little bit, and they, you know, and I don't know, that's I guess their decision to push that, and it's certainly an issue that I think scares people, and it definitely makes you want to exercise your rights more openly.
I know that when I first heard about the move on laws, and At first I was like, this isn't real. This is a parody article. Like, this, since when is it okay to take away our rights to be able to protest when we find that there's an injustice in the system that we don't agree with?
I agree. And I know they've sort of put it under this banner about helping move on the protesters outside of abortion clinics. But then again, you know, they are also protesting they're right, you know, they're allowed. It's obviously not awesome, and I'm not saying that they always do it eloquently.
Yeah.
I love that they use the word reasonable too, because what does that even mean, you know?
Totally arbitrary. But, I did find that quite interesting, yeah, when they were reasoning it. And it just reminded me of that Sarah Silverman skit where they were saying, where she had someone dressed up as Jesus saying that fertilized eggs aren't people, but people who believe they're people are still people.
Yeah. What?
That's good. I hadn't made that association, but yeah.
Were there any particular signs in the day that you were really interested in, or that really brought your attention, the signs and the banners out there?
Oh, I mean, you can't not enjoy the humour of "I'm so angry I made a sign," so...
That's like right on our screen at the moment.
Yeah. So good. And then there was a fantastic one of the comic book guy from The Simpsons saying "worst government ever." And, you know, so yeah, there is a beautiful amount of humour about it. I think... I just think it, mostly it's... the best thing about it was that I think we get taught, particularly in our culture, I feel, and I can't say this for everybody, but we get told it's a lucky country and that it will always be this way, but it won't, you know, if we just sit down and let things happen, you know. Yeah. Bad things happen when good people don't say something. So
it does. Do you feel as this movement will act as a catalyst of change in the activism that most Victorians will be engaged in?
Yeah, I think it certainly makes people, I hope, would make people a little less scared to say something.
Because we haven't had a protest of this caliber since the anti-war protest a decade ago.
Yeah, and particularly without it having any political affiliation, really. I mean, I know Adam Banff and the Greens maybe has been sort of affiliated with it. But, yeah, it's the size of it was shocking. Like, when you first got there, I don't know if you guys were there, but, yeah, you just realise how important it is to so many people. I would love to believe that this is only the start and we have to just keep the momentum going, really.
Mm. Well, I want to ask you a question because, you know, as yourself, as a juicy, wild woman of the modern day...
I did like how you described me as a streetwalker at one point. Then.
Well, you know, so you have to make a living. How do you feel about Prime Minister Tony Abbott saying that he is a feminist just by having three daughters?
Oh, my God, I have a photo of that of someone parodying.
They can't see the photo, though, Stefan. It's radio, sweets. Back to you Bridget.
Really graphically describe it. I just... It's... You cannot possibly understand, you know... I could never claim, whilst I will always support and be fair and want to advance the Aboriginal and Indigenous rights, I cannot claim to know what is best for them as a, you know, as an Anglo-Saxon woman. And I just can't believe some of the stuff he says. And I must, you know, their daughters must be embarrassed.
Well, I can't remember the name of the Senator or the MP that he was talking about, but when the younger member of the coalition, when he was she has sex appeal, and his daughter's in the background just shaking her head, like, what is he saying?
Is that a dad moment again?
Oh, and he said some crazy stuff, like, inherently, we, you know, women are physiologically and psychologically different and unable to do the same things that men can do.
This was back in his university days, was it?
No,
this is recent.
Are you serious? Oh, my God.
Yeah. But he's just managed to some, you know, and I mean, he has a very powerful media on his side, so it just gets buried under...
We must fight against the Murdoch media.
We do, yes. The Murdoch media is a big thorn, I think, and it's good to see that something like this big could happen without the media. And, you know, the AFP devoted one article to it, really. And I just think that's a real shame.
It's because there weren't any advertisements during the march.
Yeah. There was a lot about the Murdoch media in the march as well. So I'm sure they
wouldn't want to publicise that information.
We are biased. Yeah.
Well, I think, you know, us being on the other side of the spectrum, I think we definitely are a lot biased. But then again, our rights are being infringed on, so... I think we're allowed to.
I think it's not biased if you have a passion. It's biased if you don't give representation to other, you know, views, I suppose. But
because
talking about them gives them representation, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. But look, we've run out of time for this chat. But thank you so much, Bridget, for hanging out with us.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
And
near as scary as I thought I was going to be.
No, we don't have any fangs here.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.